Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I want to welcome you back on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Of course, the radio broadcast is a ministry of Independence Baptist Church, and we are thankful that the Lord has allowed us to use it in a way and as a way to glorify His name. And now, each Sunday, we do have a prayer meeting, and I think it's important that you know that not a Sunday goes by that we don't bring up the radio broadcast in our prayer request. And we pray that it is a blessing to you, and that the Lord will use it to encourage the saved and to spread the gospel to those that have not accepted Him. Now, in the radio broadcast so far this month, we've had an interview with Pastor Reynolds about a book he'd written called What to Look For in a Church. And of course, last week, Pastor Reynolds shared with us a message out of Psalms chapter 1. Now, this week, we're going to continue in Psalms, but this week, Pastor Reynolds will be reading out of Psalms chapter 2. So without further delay, here is Pastor Reynolds.
Psalms 2 contains 12 verses that can give believers much assurance that God is on His throne, even though it might not look like it at the present time, and that God will bless. Psalms 2 is both literal and allegorical. If we read this psalm literally, the meaning is obviously concerning the difficulty that King David had in the very beginning of his kingdom being accepted by the entire nation of Israel. There were people that rebelled against David and his rule. Allegorically, we can apply the scripture to us today and see the difficulty that the people of God are facing, but that God will grant deliverance, and God will establish His kingdom upon this earth. This psalm contains 12 verses, divided into four parts. The first part is verses 1 through 3, which speaks about the rebellion of people against God. Verses 4 through 6 is the second division. The Lord in heaven is deriding those that rebel against His authority and His leadership. And then verse 7 through 9, the Son proclaims the decree that He will rule and reign. And then verse 10 through verse 12, advice is given to the kings of this earth to yield obedience to the Lord and to His anointed. Let me read these verses. Now here, verses 1 through 3 is talking about the rebellion of people against God. The Bible states, "Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." Wow, this passage before us is certainly a present-day passage. I know there's a lot of people that believe the Bible is an old-fashioned book, but this passage, verse 1 through 3 of Psalms 2, reads like our newspaper, because people do not want to have any concern with what God says. People make fun of Christians. The media does it all the time, stating that we are just a bunch of know-nothings. But you know, God is still on His throne. God rules and reigns. Here the Bible states, the heathen, that is, unbelievers, are raging. They are very tumultuous. They are unsettled. They are listening to experts in every field disagree and even conflict with one another. These experts change their mind about as often as the wind changes direction. These heathen do not understand that there is really only one expert, and that expert is God. God has eternal truth, and God has truth for everyday lives. But the world does not see that, even rejecting the things of God. Riots in the streets is just too common in this world today. Drive-by shootings, rebellion against authority is a daily occurrence. Harassments of innocence and injustices in the criminal system happen all the time, and you know that's so. The Bible states that the heathen are raging, and then the people imagine a vain thing, that is, an empty thing. People imagine, they dream up things that are impossible to even work at all. The Bible also states there in verse 2 of Psalms 2 that the kings of the earth have set themselves, they take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. We find today that the difficulty is wickedness in high places. That is absolutely so. The kings of the earth have set themselves against the laws of God. The kings of the earth sincerely believe they can solve every difficulty in society with some newly discovered program of peace, prosperity, and freedom, and nobody's got to pay for it. The Bible, however, does not say that is true. Most political leaders do not want to include God in their programs of peace and prosperity because they do not want to admit that God is absolutely necessary for the well-being of any people. Most political leaders are acting like they can bring peace and prosperity without God, but it's just impossible to do. But not only are the heathen raging, not only do the people imagine a vain thing, not only have the kings of the earth set themselves, but the rulers take counsel together. They're working out all their difficulties, and yet there's so many difficulties it doesn't seem they're ever going to get them worked out at all. People want peace, and that's good. I desire peace myself. But Jesus said there will be no peace, not while men rule this world. When Jesus Christ rules during the thousand-year reign, which is soon to come, there will be peace. It will be a forced peace at the very hand of God. Now, what is God's reaction to all of this? Notice, this is in verse 4 down through verse 6. And here is God's reaction. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. I don't think God is too concerned about it, do you? The Bible said that God is laughing. The Lord shall have them in derision. So the Lord is not overly concerned or anxious about all the things that are going on down here upon this earth as if men are going to stop Him from bringing in His kingdom or accomplishing His will. Men may think they are very intelligent. Men may think they have a lot of things going on that they can accomplish. But without God, nothing will be accomplished. I think it's good for us to realize at this point that we should not let the wickedness of the world upset us very much. I don't want to lose direction as to what God wants me to do. It would be good if we could keep our hearts, our minds, our ears, and our eyes upon Jesus Christ and His exceeding precious promises and not let the uproar of this world take our eyes off of those great and precious promises that God gives unto us. The Bible says that the Lord shall have them in derision. They will be very, very confused when God desires that they're confused. The Bible said in verse 5, He shall speak unto them in His wrath. He shall vex them in His sore displeasure. The end of it is this in verse 6. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. This is the truth, folks. Jesus Christ is going to rule. It really makes little difference as to what men say, declare, or desire about it. God is going to set Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, upon His throne. Verse 7, I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. You see, the truth is that Jesus Christ will rule over this world. Regardless of what men may say, declare, love, or dislike about it, Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of glory, shall rule. We as believers living in the end of this world need to take encouragement from this Psalm, chapter 2. The Bible said in verse 9, when he speaks about the rule of God, Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. This is what's going to happen. Now, it would behoove each of us to yield ourselves to whatever God has in mind for us, knowing that God's ways are always the good way. And we need to encourage ourselves as we live in this world and we see all of this turmoil around us going on. It's not just in the United States that this turmoil is. It's in other countries as well. It's all over this world. Men are desiring peace and they can find no peace. Men are desiring wealth and can find no wealth. But notice, there's an admonition that God gives in this psalm for each individual and for each nation to listen to Him and to come to Him and find the things that God has for him. And it would be good today if every believer and if every unbeliever would seek the face of the Lord. Look what he says in verse 10 of Psalms 2. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. This is an invitation. Verse 10 through 12 is an invitation for all people, believers or unbelievers alike, to come to the Lord. Notice the compassion of Christ. I know that verse 4 says, He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. And he shall laugh at the calamity when his wrath is poured out upon all of those that do not come to him and do not trust him and do not believe what his word says. But at this present time, here is the invitation to be wise, O ye kings, to be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. The Bible says that every person is going to bow the knee before Jesus Christ. Every knee shall bow, the Bible said, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Christ, that He is the only begotten Son of God. And all of this will be to the glory of God. Today we urge you to humble yourself before an almighty God and look unto Him and trust Him. Believe His promises, for they are great. They're precious indeed. Don't be discouraged by what's going on in this world, but trust Jesus. He knows the end.
You know, as I listened to Pastor Reynolds read out of Psalms chapter 2, I couldn't help but think about, you know, how marvelous it's going to be to spend an eternity with God, and how marvelous it's going to be when He rules. And of course, He's going to rule here for 1,000 years, and then you think even further than that, in the new heaven and the new earth, when there will be complete peace, and He's going to be ruling for an eternity. And I don't think we can even begin to fathom some of that. But, you know, here on earth, we see men struggling for peace, and we see others struggling to have ultimate power. But only God can bring true peace, and only He has and can have ultimate power over all things. And it's amazing to think that we're going to spend an eternity worshiping Him. You know, and if you're saved, I'd encourage you to make it a special study, to study about those times when we'll spend an eternity with Him. He's given us a little bit of it. Now, I don't think we can begin to imagine how wonderful it's going to be, but He has given some of it to us. And, you know, I read once that lots of times we'll research about a vacation spot. How many of us actually research about where we're going to spend eternity in that amount of depth? You know, and if you're lost, I'd also encourage you to think about where you're going to spend eternity. God's given us a little bit of information about that as well. And I can guarantee you, Christ is going to bring peace to this earth. But when you're in hell, there is going to be no peace. There will only be torment and eternal separation from Him. So if you have questions about this message or about salvation, feel free to contact us at 636-673-2180. Or we'd even prefer that you come and see us. You can meet us on Sundays and Wednesdays. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Sunday services will start at 10 a.m., and then Wednesday services will start at 7 p.m. Well, our time for today is up, but we do want to thank you for listening and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.